Welcome to Good Life. I'm Dean Wilson. I'm so glad you're with us. Wherever you're joining us, we're grateful for you. Whether you're here in Santa Barbara, California, on TV at TVSB, we welcome you. And so many of you are joining us from all over the world at goodlifetelevision.org, at our YouTube channel, at all these social media platforms. I can't even name them all, but you know what they are. And then over the last few months, we've launched this podcast. So all these interviews are going into the podcast. So anywhere where you get your podcasts, you can search Good Life Conversations is what the podcast is called. You can find us there, and we see that many of you are, and we're just grateful. We're grateful for you in this time of, you know, a lot of interesting things happening in the world. And you hear about all the negative ones pretty much all the time. But here at Good Life, you can hear about some of these great stories and some great people. We've just had one after the other. It's been some wonderful guests. So again, you can find us. All the long form interviews are at the YouTube channel. We hope you'll subscribe to that. You can also find them all on the goodlifetelevision.org. We break those up into power clips and hope you'll check it out. And we're so grateful to be here. This program is part of the Turner Foundation, and so we're grateful for the Turner Foundation and their support, and we're just grateful for you. I'm so excited about my guest today. A family friend of ours is with me today. I've always seen her as Natalie, but if you follow her writing, which we'll get to, she also goes by Fleury, but Fleury Natalie Leclerc.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me today, Dean. I'm very, very excited to be here with you guys, to be here today on this show. I love the title of the show, Good Life,
yes,
because we need that. So thank
That's
you for
right.
having me today.
That's right.
Thank
well,
you.
I've been looking forward to this one for a while. You're just great. Thanks for having us in your home on Sunday night. We were at her home for a dinner party, and we're standing around. It was really interesting and great because we're standing around with a lot of great people around your kitchen, and then Natalie would just every once in a while just jump in with some kind of like blessing, encouragement. Here, we got to change the world. We got to get our kids. And I'm like, this lady needs to be like, you should be on TV. Actually.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Maybe we should launch your program.
Divine planning, right? Divine timing. I'm here today.
I'm turning it over the reins. Yeah. No, exactly. No, it's really, your spirit, kind of your energy, your positivity, your just kind of who you are kind of radiates out of you, which I just really appreciate. When you find people like that in the world, it's kind of like, you want to hold on to them,
yes,
because you're like, man, we need this, as you've said.
Oh, yes. I totally agree with you because, I mean, like a couple of weeks ago, we had a beautiful dinner here with a beautiful tribe. And I felt really thankful to be invited. And also because I feel like it's not easy to find a tribe, in which you belong.
Yep.
And I feel like it seems like we all spread around the world.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
as we're moving forwards, like almost blind, we see clearly, and we kind of see, we can recognize the people that we are vibing with.
That's right.
So exactly.
Yeah.
So I mean, all the people are our people, but it's like there's people that you're feeling more than others. And I'm so thankful that through DJ, through the children, they kind of brought us together.
That's right.
So, yeah.
We're grateful too. Yeah. So we had a little dinner out here. It was called the Harvest Dinner, and it was a spirit of gratitude, so gathering with people who love each other, care about each other, who are doing, kind of working through life together, mm-hmm, and with a spirit of gratitude. I mean, that's like, I left that night kind of going, that's as good as it gets.
Right?
You know, it's as good as it gets. Because I think the human nature, we can complain or divide, or I don't like him or I don't like her. But when it's the opposite, I like him, I like her. And let's get together and be together and enjoy a great meal and be thankful.
I know, I agree. And I do believe that people naturally, they have a tendency to want to be good with each other.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, life kind of just like, you know, like there's a life or a programming that we have, right?
Yeah.
Because we live in a society together. But now it comes a time where it's a very interesting time because we have to start questioning the programming, because the programming can be a good programming if it's leading people towards the light.
Right.
But if it's like something that that doesn't necessarily give people direction or that instill a lot of opposition, then we really have to wonder if it's a really good one.
Right.
Because we're all looking for peace and love and you know, and be together.
And belonging.
So that's why I feel like nowadays having voices like yours with this type of programming, with such a significant name, Good Life, like it's standing right there,
right.
To kind of say to people, yes, we can go through this life by reprogramming ourselves toward the right direction towards
right.
seeing together like the purpose.
Right.
Yes.
The good stuff.
Yes.
And that's, I felt like that happened a little bit over COVID because people were like stepping back from their life. They weren't doing their programming,
yes.
as you call it. They weren't doing their routine.
Yes.
So I think some people got to step back and go, why am I doing that?
Yeah.
Or I want to do more, you know, and that was like maybe a sliver of goodness in the COVID thing was that we did get to step back
yes.
and go, okay,
yes.
what am I, how am I spending my time?
Yes.
You know? Because there's only so many hours in the day.
And that
know.
Was the blessing.
Yeah.
That's the blessing with the COVID situation because
yeah.
The blessing is it has forced people to stop and start questioning.
Yeah.
Questioning their own understanding about things, questioning
yeah.
The beliefs,
yeah.
questioning their purpose. And I think this is the blessing with COVID. And me personally, I also went through to change. And transformation during COVID because, like everybody, I was like, what's going on?
Right.
Right?
What was that like for you? I've never heard you talk about that.
Oh, well.
Just your own personal.
Yeah, my own personal. So it was very interesting because for such a long time, you feel like you belong. You belong
yeah.
somewhere. And then when different things throw at you, you see people's reaction towards that, and that's good because it kind of help you assessing your either your investment or either your time or either your energy with the people that you think you know you want to exchange that energy together.
Yeah.
So for
right.
me, that was a really good time to kind of ask myself those questions, like where do I want to put my energy?
Yeah.
Who are the people? Who are the tribe around?
Yeah.
And also start asking bigger questions about who we are, where are we going? Right, we created this beautiful structure in which we are.
Right.
Right. So it was really, really interesting because it really pushes me to really go so much beyond the box. Because I think
yeah.
the only solution that we have and that I feel like we need to teach our children is to think outside of the box. And that's why I like to write my books, right? I'm more a creator, but my books help me to be able to bring those message. For example, this book, I'm a creator, I have power. When I go to read to school to children, that's the title I tell them. I tell them you are creators and you have power.
Right.
Right? And you have power because you have your mind and you have your imagination and you have your own talent that the creator have put inside you
yes.
when you were born.
Yes.
And you're born to bring that talent out.
Yes.
And that's why it's important for everybody to question the programming because what the programming does is it cuts off that talent because it tries to shove everybody inside the same hole. Right, and we are all ones. We are all different.
Yes.
Because even if we're coming all from the same source, we are all one from that source.
Yeah.
So meaning that we are all powerful individual beings because we're coming from the source.
Yes.
Yes. So
good.
Yeah. So that's why I love to write my books. That's why I'm so thankful for TV shows like yours because he helps bring those messages. And there's a lot of people in the world, I think, like us, but we just don't hear them.
right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, that's very true. Well, I want to step back because
yes.
your story is also fascinating. So you were from Cameroon.
Yes.
That's where you were born and raised.
Yes.
You in the Bankolo Hills of
yes.
Yaoundé.
Yes.
So, and you spent a lot of time with a special grandmother.
Yes.
So take us back to those days. I mean, I read, I think you walked to school 2 miles each way.
Yeah. So picture this. So I'm born into a community because the village is like a community. So I didn't have my mom and my dad because my dad was not around and my mom was in Europe and she was working and sending money to my grandma to take care of me. So it was like almost that circle of life. And within the village, all the community take care of each other. So I would eat to the neighbor, the kids would come here. And then when it's time to go home, the mom would just scream your name. Hey, Fleury, Natalie, come back. And so, but everybody had this this nice understanding that we are all taking care of each other. And I feel like this is, for me, this was such a blessing to grow up in that environment.
Yeah.
Because it really showed me the power and the hope in any situation if people come together.
Yeah.
So, right. and that's what that always, because it's in me, as I always try to bring around, around the community or with the people that I share with.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because typically, people become, I mean, even if they are more successful in life and with money or with, they tend to be more isolated, you know, whether it's a further away, bigger walls, you know, there's a, when in reality, we're really made for community. We're really made for the, like the, where you were raised.
Exactly.
We need each other.
Yes, we need each other. It's so interesting because I'm going to do a TEDx talks with Laguna Blanca in February. I was talking about that, like moving from Africa to France was a huge culture shock. And not only with the change of weather, but also like it was like a shiny city for me coming from Africa, where there was more quiet, the little village. I got there and it was just like shiny shopping malls and chocolate and croissant and baguettes and all kind of, you know, like fun things. So at 10 years old, it was just like, wow, it's mesmerizing. And but in the meantime, as I was growing up, I could also see the difference. I could see that you had so much more gadgets and fun, but like the people, there was more and more walls with the people.
Right.
And you could kind of see people like so much more cautious about how they look and how their car look and how the neighbor house look, which is where, like, when I was in Africa, it's like everybody was the same. So, like, you know, you're just in the dirt and it's all fine. Because you're closer to the roots.
Yeah.
So, and that's what we lose over time. It's like we get big houses and all kind of stuff, and we get further from the roots sometimes.
Yes.
Yes.
That's so true.
Yeah.
So, what was your grandmother like?
She was amazing. She was a matriarchal grandmother. She was the head of 10 sisters, and so she raised them up. So I grew up with a woman that was very independent. She was known as Mrs. Panther, and that's actually why my first book here, Snowflower and the Panther. In this book, actually, when I refer to the Panther, I refer to her and to her strength.
Oh, really?
Yes, because everybody knew her as the Panther because she was nice, but at the same time, she would not take any nonsense from anyone.
Right. So, I have a mom like that.
Kind yes, of. Right? Yeah. I know you, mom.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The same type of mom. The same
friendly
type.
As can be, but don't cross her.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I observed her a lot, and I'm so thankful that I was able to be close to her, because it's not only just the person, but it's also like the way the person think. My grandma, she was always very sharing, but also very demanding. Like, okay, this, we need to make this work. So everybody, what are you bringing?
Right.
So making sure everybody's are carrying their load. So, and I felt like it was a good thing, because then it forces people to take accountability for things. Otherwise, we don't take accountability and we always blame the other person.
Right.
Yeah.
We need to contribute.
We need to contribute.
Yeah.
And we need to be accountable for what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so good.
I know.
Okay, so then fast forward to, how did you get here?
So I was here with my ex-husband. We were traveling from San Francisco all the way to San Diego. On the way, we stopped here in Santa Barbara. It was just such a beautiful place. And oh, I was like, okay, if there's any place that I have to be, this will be this place. But I do feel like Santa Barbara calls you. Yes. I feel like you don't just, you know, Santa Barbara calls you and you decide to move here and to live here for whatever reason it is. And I'm still trying to figure out. I mean, the location, the sea, the mountain.
Yeah.
I think there's something in the air.
Right.
Yeah. I love it here.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
The great weather. Nice bubble.
So when was that? When did you land here?
That was in 2012.
Okay.
Yes.
So about 10 years ago.
Yeah, about 10 years ago.
Wow.
And I came here and my children, I met family through school with the kids. And it's been great since. We've been just moving forward.
Yeah.
Trying to figure things out.
You have some amazing kids. We've got to know them a little bit.
Oh.
Talk about them and your kind of hopes for them.
Yes.
As people.
Yes. So with my children, is in the same hope with all the children, because I view the kids are like they all live together, they all interact together. So we all have to watch out for all our children. So for my children, I really hope that we are really going to start talking about those subjects that need to be talked about. We need to talk about the media. There's a problem with the media.
Right, right.
We need to talk about the educational system. There's a problem with the educational system.
Yep.
The politics, right? Yep. It's like, I don't understand why we live in a country where we're supposed to be one for all of us and we have all these different opposition.
Yeah, right.
I personally, I don't have any party. I want just one group that is leading with respect and authenticity, right? Because that's what we want to show our children.
Right.
Because that's what we want. That's the lead we want them to understand and to move forward.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's
well, let's do this. We need to sit down.
Yes.
With our kids together.
Okay. Yes.
With some of the other parents.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to give a little presentation on these subjects. Done.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Yeah, we'll do it.
I think it would be so amazing for our children.
Yeah.
And especially nowadays that we see that they have so many amazing new science that can really explain things from such a deep level about how powerful we are all designed.
Right.
I mean, we've been made by an amazing creator,
yes,
so we are amazingly designed.
Yes.
We just have to see how much design, amazing design we are. Because if the medicine's telling you that you are very fragile, when you have a creator who's telling you that I made it and it's all perfect, in my kingdom everything is perfect,
right?
So there's like, that means that there's something that doesn't make sense.
Right, and there's so much fear in the world.
Yes.
We don't need to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
If you, like, sometimes I've made the mistake of like going into WebMD.
Yes.
I mean, if you go onto WebMD, it's like a healthcare site.
Oh yeah, I don't go in those things. They become nervous.
I mean, you know, if my like left ankle's hurting, I'm dying.
Yeah,
for sure.
Oh yeah.
Like if you go onto WebMD for like 30 seconds, you're dying of something.
Uh-huh.
Like it's
100%. Yes.
And so we have this fear, like because of all the information.
Even the new advertising. Did you see the advertising?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, you reach 40.
Right.
You're going to having your hair going to like, you're like, what?
You're a goner. Yeah. I was watching a sermon yesterday and the guy was saying, he said, you know, this fear of, we're here a very short time.
Yes.
Life is short, and this is my view. But I mean, he said, you know, there's this fear mentality from the media, from the internet, which is full of death and destruction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no offense, but
it
is. And he said, you know, and so we can be afraid, like, oh, I'm going to die young or what. He said, for the person who is surrendered to God, your life is never cut short.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He doesn't sneak up on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, what if we live like that? Like
yes.
Bob Goff said at one time, he said, you know, the most powerful words in the English language might be, what if I wasn't afraid?
Mm-hmm.
What
exactly.
would I do?
Yes.
If I wasn't afraid.
Yes. I have that quote in my bathroom. What would I do if I wasn't afraid?
Do you really?
I have that quote in my bathroom.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
I totally
and we
got to
teach these kids
because mm-hmm.
they're going, I mean, they're seeing it all and they're hearing all the messages and the older you get, like the goal of life somehow is to like preserve your life so that you can live into your 80s, like 90s, whatever. And I'm like, okay, if that's what God's will is, great. I'm not even sure I want to live into my 90s. Like, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's like doctor's appointments and stuff, but if that's God's plan, but I don't want to have a fear.
Yes.
If we walk around with a fear, I've got to preserve my precious life. No, for it. Love other people.
But the reason for fear is ignorance.
Yeah,
people
yeah,
are ignorant.
Right.
And it's not on the wrong way. It's also because the people have not been given the right information.
Yeah.
So because people don't have the right information, people have so much fear because they've been inside a programming that has been programming to television, through medicine, through all kinds of different things to believe something about themselves that is not true. Like most of the people don't even know who they are.
Right.
Because they don't know how to know who they are. Because since they've been born, we've been telling them, you're going to be this person, you're going to be this person, you're going to be this person. Right. And
right.
if your parents have some kind of also traumatic ego and they're pushing their own vision into you, you could see like how can that can also affect, right?
Right.
It's affecting everywhere. So because people are ignorant about themselves, know thyself.
Right.
Right?
Identity, like who they are.
Yeah. Like I think there's something like that in the Bible that said you need to know who you are.
Right.
Right?
Right.
If you don't know who you are, like how can you build how would you be alive?
Right.
Right? If you're programmed by something that is not you.
Yeah.
Right? And each of us individually, we are an entity that are his own purpose.
Yeah.
Right? But the thing is, you won't see your purpose if you're shoved in a bunch of other people's purpose.
Right. And agendas sometimes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't use the word agenda, but I use like other people's purpose because it's delicate like that. It's and that's why we need to re-question. Not because we want to create fire, because the only way to move forward in a peaceful way is to understand what has been done before, how it's been done, and the mistake that we made. So then we can kind of make the normal conclusion of how we're going to move forward. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to repeat those same mistakes.
Yeah.
So that's why we will have to have those conversations.
Yeah.
Those painful conversations that people don't want to open the Pandora box.
Right.
But that discussion will have to happen because that will be part of our healing process. We will never heal if we don't sit down and talk about what happened.
Yeah.
And people can express also their emotional baggage or whatever occurred during that time.
And community, this ties into community, I think, really, really importantly, because we're made for each other, we need each other, we talked about that. Identity, who we are, who has God made me to be? Who is God? And I think about this for our children all the time. I don't want to think about our children in light of what I want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got some ideas, but
yeah.
I want to be the one to help discern who has God
exactly.
made this person to be.
Yes.
And blow wind in that sail.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And in the world, it seems like so oftentimes we're walking around, and, you know, and it's all about what we're not.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get onto TikTok
yes.
or Instagram for, you know, a few minutes, you'll everybody's highlight reel and you're starting to think what are you're not.
I know.
Instead of who God made you to be.
Well, but the TikTok is only just like a little bubble that is coming
right.
now. But the real thing is like that's why we need to look at those entities that have been programming us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because once you understand that we are all mind, right? There's one of the oldest book called Corpus Hermeticum. It's a very interesting book. It's one of the oldest book that says the universe is mental. We are all mind. I mean, you just have to think about it. How do you create your life? You create through your mind.
Right.
You create through your thoughts.
Yeah.
You create through what you want to do because you grew up in this way, or you create through your mind. You would not be here if it was not you. I'm here because right?
Right.
It's
right.
like we create from our mind. So the universe is mental. That means that if you're able to control people's mind and people's perception, you can have a lot of leadership.
Right. You have a lot of power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Man. This is some good stuff.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your books.
Okay.
This is very exciting. So, yes. So Flory LeClerc is the author. We call her Natalie, but she's written some really great children's books. And the heart of this, as I was reading about it, was to really go back to a lot of things you experienced in your heritage
yes.
in Africa.
Yes.
And be able to teach and some lessons
yes.
and life based on those experiences.
Basically, I want to use media to reach the world and to reach those children in Africa, because those children are also being programmed to tell them that they're not good enough, right? When Africa is the richest continent in this world, Africa is the richest continent because the soil of Africa has all kind of richness.
Ah.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Africa is the richest. You find all kind of, all the thing that you, the gold, the zirconium, all the thing that we use to create is coming from Africa. And also, African, Egypt, ancient Egypt, are the one who built the pyramids.
Right.
They are all Africans.
Yeah.
They discovered the mathematics. We're not talking about them. We're referring all kind of historical background, and it's really rare to refer in the mainstream media,
right,
the truth about African descendants and African power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the history.
And the history.
Yeah.
Because I think it's because it's by design. And I think this is the time where those truths are going to start coming out. And we actually start seeing it. I don't watch too much the media, but we start hearing things out here, because whatever negative thing that has been buried are going to start coming out. And the reverse is going to be to happen, as above, so below, right? Because it has to be in balance. But that has been disbalanced because the truth has not been said.
Yeah.
And the truth has to come, and those conversations will have to come in all those different topics.
Yeah.
So then we can kind of start making clear about, why is Africa the richest continent? Why are those wars in Africa? Why are they bombarding those poor family and children? Right now in Ethiopia, Africa Molly, I would suggest to invite her. She's from Tigray. There's a big massacre going on over there. And Tigray is the one of the oldest civilizations.
I've heard a little bit about this, a little bit from a friend, not from the media, from a friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is one of the oldest civilizations that used to have the Ark of the Covenant. I mean, it's like whatever's happening in the world, and they're bombarding those space. Usually those space are ancient monument space that they're bombarding to remove the trace or to remove the history. I mean, it's like, it's pretty crazy what's happening in the world. And I feel like, you know, all of us have a responsibility, because the problem until now is like, oh, as soon as if my kids can sleep in his bed and it's fine and I'm here, oh, it's so sad for those people over there. But you know, but no, because we are all energy and vibration, and it's just going to create a disruption in the world, and it's going to appear in other side like disease, mental problems and all that. Because if the energy and unbalance, because some people are going to disturb other people claiming they're going to help them, but they're just going there to try to be able to take their natural resources, right? And we need to speak that out. And I feel like those, the media that is not being doing their job, because I don't know why, this is not right.
Yeah.
Right? We need to start talking about the fact that, why is Africa so oppressed?
Yeah. Right.
Right. And that's why I want to use my book, because I want to talk to those children.
Yeah.
Like, not only in Africa, because the oppression happens everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. Because when you have an enslavement system, right, it will start by enslaving whoever they think are the strongest. And then after, they will move forward to like wherever they think they can control the children and the mothers. Right.
Right. Right.
So.
Right.
I think it's really it's everybody.
So you're getting these books out there for kids here, for kids everywhere.
Yes, for kids everywhere, because they're powerful, and they're the one who are going to change, because they have nothing to do with all these, like, whatever happened today before, right? And and I hope those kids are going to be and be like, hey, you know, respect for everything that happened, but you know, we have the right to create a reality in which we live in a balanced way, where we learn about our own personal beauty and talent, so then we can become this grown-up person that will love themselves enough so they can love their neighbors and love other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
And I'm powerful. I'm a creator. This is good stuff.
Yes.
So check it out, Fleury Leclerc. Fleurie, and then Leclerc is Leclerc, Fleury Leclerc. She's an author. She's got a number of great children's books here that I think would be fantastic for kids. And you're amazing.
Oh, thank you
this
for having me.
This has been really fun.
I think we're going to change things together.
I love it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Fleury Leclerc, everybody. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you next time.